Hello, today is Friday, May 2nd, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the April 2008 U.S. employment situation that was not as bad as expected, which is saying a lot at this point in the current economic cycle. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported that the unemployment rate incrementally improved, that's geek speak for unchanged, 0.1% to 5.0% in April. That 5% unemployment rate was the result of 189,000 fewer unemployed people, a civilian labor force that expanded by only 173,000, and 362,000 more people employed in April. Only 30,000 more people were not in the workforce, for a total of around 79 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of only 20,000, which was much less than recent trends and not what many economists were expecting. No surprise that manufacturers continued to play hide-and-seek with jobs and hit 46,000 jobs last month, and the construction sector continued to lose jobs. It was down 61,000, which was across all major subsectors. And natural resources and mining, reversing recent trends of adding jobs every month, lost 3,000 jobs in April. The service-providing sector saw a growth of 90,000 new jobs in April, which was a marked improvement over March's rather anemic rise of only 7,000. The retail trade sector reduced their inventory of jobs in April by 26,800. Building material and garden supply stores continue to check out workers to the tune of 12,300 of them, and automobile dealers sent 3,500 workers to the bus stop and home. Professional and business services did quite well with a gain of 39,000 with the support of accounting and bookkeeping services, which was up 9,100. After all, it was tax season. And computer systems, design, and related services also computed nice job growth of 10,200 in April. Education and health services was another bright spot. Educational services brought in 9,100 new jobs, while all subsectors in healthcare and social assistance, which added 43,300 jobs, continued to benefit from an aging population. Hospitals checked in 9,400 new jobs, and home healthcare services added 6,700 new jobs. People appear to continue to eat and drink their worries away, since food services and drinking places, which is part of the larger leisure and hospitality sector, added 18,000 jobs as well. The government added 9,000 jobs in April, local governments added 4,000 jobs, while state governments brought in 1,000 new jobs, and federal employers added 4,000 jobs. The positive news for temporary help services, if you can call it good news, is that the loss in April was not as great as it has been in previous months. In April 2008, temporary help services employment was 2,502,500, and that was down only 9,300, or 0.4% from the previous month, and down 4.7% from April 2007. Temporary help services held on to its market share. It was 1.82% of all jobs in April, as well as in March. It ended 2007 at 1.87%. To recap, the number of new jobs in April only declined by 20,000, which was an improvement over the 80,000 lost per month for the first 3 months of the year and better than most estimates. The unemployment rate incrementally improved by the slightest of margins to 5% in April. However, it is much, much too early to say the situation is really getting better for the long term. There is still plenty of rough road ahead. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.